If there's any constant in American cultural life, it's that every year or so, come hell or high water or scandal, Woody Allen will release a new movie. His latest is set in the 1920s among gangsters and hoofers and stars of the Great White Way. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Bullets Over Broadway.
What you expect from Woody Allen at his best is huge laughs and a strain of wild originality. What you get in Bullets Over Broadway is neither one. The movie's satire of the theater in the 20s is smooth and rather familiar. The gangsters talk in dems and dozes. Their mauls have big chests and high squeaky voices and mouths full of chewing gum. The great ladies of the theater put on lofty airs. The cinematography by Carlo De Palma is glossy and beautiful, and so are the sets. In short, this is a rather conventional, well-made period comedy. Even so, it's Woody Allen's best movie in years. No, the jokes aren't quite as boffo as his best jokes are, but this isn't a movie of big gags. It's a movie of beautifully built scenes. John Cusack plays the young playwright who thinks of himself as the next Eugene O'Neill. He wants to direct his own new play to make sure it retains its artistic integrity. But integrity goes out the window when the only investor he can attract is a big-time mobster named Nick, who funds the play on the condition that his ambitious but talentless floozy, played to the hilt by Jennifer Tilly, gets a big role. Cusack can't give her the lead. That's already gone to the grand dame, played so magnificently by Diane Wiest. But maybe Tilly can portray the psychiatrist. Here she is, running through her lines with her bored and disgusted bodyguard, played by Chaz Palminteri.
Can't you see? You're living out the exact same pattern your mother lived out with your father.
I am? Pray tell.
In some way, you're trying to relive it, and in the process of reliving it, correct it. As if that were possible. Ha!
It don't say ha.
I added that.
What do you mean you added that? Are you allowed to do that?
We're allowed to add things.
How could you just add something?
You're allowed to add things. It's called ad-libbing.
You can't do that.
I can do that. What do you know? You don't know nothing. Shut up and read.
I think the whole thing stinks,
all
right?
I think you're a degenerate zombie. Shut up and read.
Shut up.
You shut up and read.
Just shut up.
You shut up.
You're lucky you're Nick's girl.
You're lucky you're an idiot.
Except he's not an idiot. Watching the rehearsals from the audience, the bodyguard suggests a few changes, and they work. So well, in fact, that Cusack himself is in awe. He asks for more, and pretty soon Palminteri is busy ghostwriting. That is, when he's not even busier bumping people off. You can see how much Allen has developed as a dramatic writer in the way he gradually and lovingly reveals these two characters. Palminteri and Cusack develop an almost romantic chemistry. But Allen also knows that no audience now can watch his movies without thinking about the Woody and Mia scandal. One of Cusack's bohemian buddies, played by Rob Reiner, tells him, "An artist creates his own moral universe." And that's what this movie is really about. Cusack, who's nice to everybody, turns out not to have an artistic bone in his body. Palminteri, who's not only morally questionable but a genuine killer, turns out to be a wizard of the theater. That doesn't excuse him, of course, and Allen isn't making excuses here. He doesn't let Palminteri, and by implication himself, off the hook. He's not saying that immorality is okay if you have artistic genius. He's just demonstrating the way the two may coincide. Of all his recent attempts to raise fat moral questions in his work, Bullets Over Broadway is the most well-structured and, in the end, the most satisfying. And, every few minutes, very gently, it also makes you laugh.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.